tuning in and watching our show, but welcome to Business Matters Podcast with Laura Nellman. And first, I need to start with a big shout out to CS Now Staffing, one of our sponsors. You can get a hold of them at 702-902-2448. And don't you love this set?
I absolutely love this set. It's so cute. Yeah, it's like a woman putting on a new pair of shoes. That's how I feel right now.
But the person behind the scene is Andrea Michelle, Creativa Consultant. Okay, make sure that you reach out to her so she can help you and get you a new pair of shoes. But anyways, I have a friend here. His name is John. And John, welcome. I was reading all your backstory. You know, I met you years ago, didn't know all this about you. And I can't wait for us to just have a conversation. Remember, this is just a conversation. We just have a lot of eavesdroppers, okay? Right. They'd be tuning in, listening to our conversation. But welcome, John. Go ahead and give me the name of your company, where you're at actually now.
Okay, well, my name is John Pennington, and my company is AA Printing Service. I also have another company, AA Custom T-shirt Printing. Okay. So they're right next door to one another. It's just I started one 14 years ago, and the second one I started in 2018.
So are you originally from Las Vegas?
No, I was born in Belize. I was a little story about that. I was a street kid. Okay. So from the age of 5 to 10, basically, you know, I was living on the streets.
Oh, wow.
And pickpocketing, shoe shining, doing everything you got to do to survive. My mom had got married to a British soldier and left us with our grandmother. Oh. And then she came back, and at the age of 10, we moved to England. And my brother, there was three of us, we went to England, and that was the next phase of my life, you know, living in a cold country, never seen snow in my life. So obviously it freaked us out. But yeah. We moved to England, I went to school there. And because we're a military family now, we had to move every 3 years. So we left England and we went to Germany, and from Germany we went back to England. And then I joined myself. It wasn't my intention.
Okay.
Because I wanted to start my own dry cleaning business at the age of 16. And I just had this vision that I could start it. And I named it JEXS, which is John Edmund Xavier Services. And went out to try and start and thought, well, I could wash the shirts at my home in my washing machine, hang them up, iron them, and drop them off at a hotel. I was going to be a mobile dry cleaning business.
Nice. Okay.
And my stepfather said, you're going to join the military.
Oh.
Yeah. So I said, I'd like to see that. Well, he took me down there and signed me up. 17, I hated it at first, but you know what? It was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So I did 10 years with the military, worked through as a the rank of sergeant, and it was a great achievement for me. And I finished off and went into personal protection work because, you know, the military background.
Right.
So I started doing security around London. I had the opportunity to be part of certain teams for even like Princess Di.
Nice. And, look at that.
To hear her speak in my ears was like, oh, it's something little things, but it was like the most amazing thing ever. So we had an opportunity to do a lot of that around London with celebrities, royalties, Middle Eastern royal families. And then I felt that I achieved what I wanted in London, but I always had this entrepreneur spirit. Yeah. I knew I wanted to open my own business. So this was all part of the plan. And I left England in 1996, came over to LA to live with my grandmother. And I carried on the protection work. I ended up working at the Playboy Mansion for Mr. Hugh Hefner and other high-profile security. And then I started my business in L.A. I was selling a product called Plant Pal. It's an automatic watering system for plants.
Okay.
So I was pushing that. I got it here in the Star at Nursery, actually, from L.A.
Nice.
And I got it around the country. But obviously, with the recession hit, you know, everything slowed down. I even got it in the casinos. They were testing it. So the recession hit. Everybody backed off. They said they couldn't do it. And then I packed up and decided to get back in the security world. And I started working here. I moved here in Vegas in 2001. And I started doing security at the Green Valley Ranch nightclub at the time, the Whiskey Bar. Not many people know about it now because it's gone, but it was the best 5 years of my life.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. It was great. So even then, I still had that entrepreneur spirit. So I was doing like we all did back in the days. I was working security. I was running security there. And I would do loan officer during the day.
Loan officer?
I was a loan officer back in the days. Everybody was back in those days, you know?
I was a mortgage loan officer for many years, too. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. I loved the happiness of people when you get in the house, you know?
Yes.
So we did that, obviously, until the crash went down. And obviously, I had to rethink again what to do. And
Pivot.
And that's what you got to do. So it wasn't until 20... I was doing the security. I had a personal protection job traveling with my client. You know, so they always had the dream of flying around on private jets. Well, that was it. I had my dream. It was flying around
and experienced it
and getting off the plane with my sunglasses on, looking around real
cool.
I was like, you know what? I'm done. So it wasn't until in Hawaii we were sitting there and I went, you know what? I'm done. I was done. So we flew back and I finished in the security business and I started looking to a business. I came across a multi-level marketing job business at the time and I needed printing. But everyone was saying, well, it takes 4 to 5 days, 4 to 5 days.
Yeah.
I said, well, I need something tomorrow. And a gentleman called me and said, hey, listen, I do same-day printing. I heard you're looking for it. I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, we're at over at 4800 South Maryland Parkway. Come on down. So I went down there, met with him, and I sat there from 4 p.m. until midnight just asking all these questions about printing.
Printing.
Because it was fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was new. Because Vegas is a fast town.
Yes.
So I went home, I Googled digital printing. I said, you know what? This is something I could do.
Okay.
So I went back the next day, I asked, hey, can you teach me this, teach me that? What I found out was he was just someone who had the shop, didn't have the knowledge, and it was just hustling. Mm. He would open at midday and stay there till 5 in the morning drinking with everybody, come back and open at midday or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, in Vegas, you can't do that because once your reputation gets taunted, you're done.
Right.
So I left him and I went around and met with 10 different printers and said, listen, I'm trying to do same-day printing. Can you do it? A lot of them said yes, but they couldn't.
Mm.
And there was only one company that I partner up with, and he said, you bring me the job, I'll print it.
Okay.
So that's what I did. I went out to all the networking events. I was there at 7 in the morning. I was there at noon. I was at night events. I used to put all this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And Duna could tell you, she was with me all the time. People were like, man, you're everywhere. You're like three of you.
That's when I met you.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was building my clientele.
Mm-hmm.
So after 10 months of just selling a product that I didn't know anything about, I came up with the sales was about $85,000. And I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. Now, remember, I don't know anything about printing. Because I'm just referring people that, you know, I'd meet people in the car park.
Right.
And say, and they'll say, where's your shop at? I said, where do you live? And they said, on the east side. I said, my shop's on the west side. I'll bring it to you. Someone else said, oh, I live on the east side. On the west side, I said, oh, my shop's on the other side. It's always the opposite side because I didn't have a shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I always bring it to them. And that's why my logo, you see a running man. Because I remember dropping off the car and the guy said, you're like a running man, aren't you? Always running every time I see you. So that's why I took that, running man. You know. So, we started building. At the end of that year, I went, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to England, visit the family, take a break, because it drained me. And I came back, and I found out the guy that owned the 4800 South Maryland Parkway was out of business.
Oh.
They came and took the machines and everything. It was an empty building. Someone called me and told me that. So I went and applied for the building, for that unit, and I applied for a machine and a cutter. Now, the sales rep basically helped me because the underwriter said, I don't know, a year later, she said, I don't know how you qualified for this because you shouldn't have qualified because I didn't have anything. And I started that business with less than $4,500. I had a machine that prints and I had a cutter. Didn't know how to use the machine.
Mm-hmm.
I went to trade shows to get business because I didn't have business coming in. And they said, you do 4x6? And I said, yeah, I do 4x6. I'd go home and Google, what's a 4x6? You know?
Yeah.
And I went to the paper store and I went and got all the, I asked them, give me all the papers, the sheets that you use for printing and write in the corner what they are. And they'd write in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I still have that folder. And that folder still has the map that I drew well before I had my shop. I said, I want to have a shop and this, I drew it out on this paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my shop set up exactly the same way I drew that paper. And that was like 10 months before that. So I had a vision of what I wanted. I just needed to get there. And I had the opportunity. I got the machine. Now I just had to make money. And it was a gentleman who called me and said, listen, I just left this other job because I used to take business there. And he said, I heard you open a shop. do you need help? I said, dude, I need a lot of help.
Yeah.
But I can't pay you right now. And he said, you know what? It's okay. Just pay me what you can. That was another blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over and he started running my printing, my cutting, and I'd go and make the sales. So when I made my first $100, it was like the greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Even when I was on my own, the guy ordered business cards. I used to cut the business cards like this, like that. It was all different shapes because I didn't know what size business cards were.
Mm-hmm.
But they were kind. You know, they were like, what's this? I said, is it wrong? Of course it's wrong. But they, you know, some of them took it and left because they knew I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came in, he took over the printing. I went out. I went to every network and we started building.
Yeah.
And the thing I did was joined every chamber I can. I joined every organization that was out there to put my face out. And you know, coming from a security world, I still had that stern look on my face. So what I figured was I joined the women's chamber.
Nice.
I did. I joined with June Beelin. I joined the women's chamber, and they softened me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they were, I used to do booth there. They gave me awards. And that's what I said to her. I'm a man. How come I'm winning an award at the women's chamber, you know? But I supported June, and June supported me. I mean, she was great.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone was inputting on the business because they saw that I was hustling to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, before I came here, America said to me, come to America, work hard, and you'll be successful.
Yes.
Well, I kept that, and I said, I'm going to keep working hard every day until I get to where I want to. Now, I feel I've achieved where I want to be, but as crazy as I am, I tend to keep growing,
mm-hmm.
and I want more. Like, I could have stayed with a print shop, but I decided to open a T-shirt company. So now I've got a T-shirt company and a print shop, and they're right next door to one another. So someone come in and get printing, they walk next door and get a T-shirt.
Right.
So it's a one-stop shop for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if they need banners, signs, posters, business cards, anything like, we do all that stuff. And we do same day or next day. Because that was the niche that I wanted to have when I first started. Now, the part was when I was opening up my store, I had to make a decision. Do I let my house go into foreclosure or do I open my store?
Oh, wow.
So I was going on my appointment, and I got a call saying my alarm was going off at the house. I turned up the house. The sheriff was there. They said, we're seizing your house. So I called a lawyer. He said, there's nothing you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, okay. So I went back to the appointment. I had to go to the appointment. So I went to the appointment. And I'm glad I went to that appointment, just didn't quit and fold then.
Right.
Because I kept that customer for 4 years until he closed.
Mm.
So I kept with him. He didn't even know my house just got foreclosed on.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the end of the day when I went back to the shop that I realized now that I was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So I slept in my shop for a couple of nights, trying to figure out what I need to do. Got up in the morning, went to trade shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I figured out how to get into my house, because I know how to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you sneak into your house at night knowing it's got a seal on it, you're laying there all night in the dark wondering if the sheriff's going to turn up on the door.
Right.
So it was one of those stressful times. So in the morning, I'd get up. Obviously, water and everything's cut off. So I have a gallon bottle of water that I bring, and I would shower in my backyard with the water, with a gallon, 5 gallon bottle of water. And, you know, my shirt wasn't ironed. Even my grand opening, that's how I turned up. I showered. I went to Ross, bought a shirt, wore my blue jacket so no one could see it wasn't ironed. And I had over 300 people come to my grand opening that night, and they didn't even know I went through all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put that on basically myself, with all this going on. And at the same time, I'm looking for a new place to live. So I found a place, and while I was getting ready for the shop to open in my shop, I was going to my house, loading up my clothes into my car at night, sneaking out and going to take it to the new house.
Right.
So it was just a hustle. And then coming in the morning, I didn't even used to sleep in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
I would sleep on the floor so I'm uncomfortable, so I could wake up in the morning. It's like a boot camp. That's what I keep saying to myself.
Yeah.
I'm on a boot camp training. So I could wake up in the morning, get to this networking event at 7 in the morning, and nobody knows this is going on. And I'm there selling. And I go to luncheons. I go to networking events at night, and nobody knows this is happening. But as a business owner, you got to adapt to all these things. You can't let the small things hold you back. And that's why I said I could have quit when they took my house.
Yeah.
I could have quit when I was struggling to pay my rent. But I didn't. I said, you know what? Let them take the house. I'll build this business because I know I can work hard. I'll build this business, and then I could buy whatever house I want. And I built that business now, and I've been in business 14 years.
Wow.
14 years.
Yeah.
Now I went out, used the business now. Now I bought my own house. I went and got myself a nice truck. Mm-hmm. I went and got myself a boat. And I got myself some other little toys. So now, to me, I'm like, I've done what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
Because from when I got my dry cleaning business back in the days, if you remember, I said Jex, J-E-X-S. Mm-hmm. Well, Jex 1 was my car. Jex 2 is the boat. And that's what I visioned from when I was back then. Jex 3 was going to be a motorbike. Jex 4 was going to be a plane. So that's how I planned it out. Obviously, the plane stuff now, I'm like, that's a little far out now. But back then, that was my vision. So I got my four Jex. I got up to Jex 4 now. I just didn't get a plane. Motorbike, I changed my mind on that because it's crazy getting a bike.
It is, especially here in Vegas.
Yeah. But I, you know, all this stuff is, it was a vision that I had. And any entrepreneur knows they have to have a vision.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't wake up and say, oh, I'm going to do this. And then, something goes wrong. You don't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. But if you have a vision and a plan, when something goes wrong, you know how to adapt.
Right.
And that's what I have to do with everything I've done in my business is adapt. I mean, there's a lot more story that goes into this, but it's not easy. And no. I'll say that to anybody. It's not easy. And as a small business owner, get this idea out of the head that you work 9 to 5.
Yeah, no such thing.
There's no such thing as a 9 to 5 as a business owner. Mm-mm. And there's always going to be problems.
Yes.
And you are going to have to be the full handyman of your business when you start out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fixing everything. Even now, I still have to, John, we need toilet paper. John, we need hand towel. John, we need this. John, I'm still doing that while I'm doing my job and helping my employees do their job. You are everything, but the only way you're going to be successful is if you want that. If you say, you know what, that's not my job, you do it, or that's not my job, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble because employees don't have the same motivation you do.
Right.
They don't see things the way you do. They just see the clock at 9 o'clock. And they see the clock at 5 o'clock. In between that, they're just robots. Mm-hmm. They're just, this is my job. I'm just going to do this. Something goes wrong. They're like, how do I fix this? Like I tell, we've done this 5 times. Mm-hmm. No, I draw it on a piece of paper now. I said, just go to this paper and I'll tell you how to do it. So as a business owner, you're going to have these problems. You're going to have internet down. You're going to have phone down. You need to learn these things. And the one thing the pandemic taught me was I need to learn how to do everything in my business. Because I remember when a young lady came to me and said, John, I'm leaving. I was like, oh, my God. I had a freak out because I'm like, I spent so much time training her.
Yeah.
Now she's going. I don't have someone to do that department. Mm-hmm. So during the pandemic, when everybody was off, I went in and I learned everything in that shop. I know how to run my whole shop on my own now.
Awesome.
And I say to the employee now when they come in, I say, I'll outwork you every time. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. You're the one who's going to fire yourself because you're the one who's going to make that decision. And there's employees who've argued with me because they've never done the business before, but they're telling me how to do it. And this guy said, you know, I'm doing you a favor.
Oh,
I said, you are?
Yeah, then don't collect a paycheck then.
I said, oh, yeah, exactly. No, I did. I was like, oh, you really do me a favor? Okay. So he left that Friday and Monday morning he came back. I said, you know what? I don't need that favor anymore. Mm-hmm. I got to let you go. Why? What happened? They just don't get it.
No.
They don't get it. So now I sit my employees down. I had a few people came in thinking they know it all, had a little attitude. And I say, you know what? I don't need you. You have this weekend to think about if you want to be here Monday morning mm-hmm. or you walk out of the shop right now and we shake hands and say goodbye. No hard feelings. You need a reference? I'll give you a reference, but I don't need you. So you tell me now if you want to work here or I'll give you the weekend to think about it. No, I've thought about it. I want to be here. From that day on, that employee has changed.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to supervise him. I still have to help him at times, but his attitude changed because nowadays employees feel that they're entitled.
Oh, totally.
And you're doing them a favor when they come in and say, have you had any experience in printing? No. So what are you looking at making? $25 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
$25 an hour. I said, really? But you're not bringing anything to the table. So that's why I know I feel comfortable now because I know what to do in my business. I said to all entrepreneurs, you need to do that because you'll be held as a hostage if you rely on your employees to do everything.
Right.
I can do the register all the way to the back of the shop. I don't want to do the register, but I don't mind doing production. Mm-hmm. So I've brought on people who takes care of the business for me. I always tell them, you're the extension of my arm. I don't need to be here. I could know what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Plus, I have them on the camera, too. But, you know. But the thing, one thing I want to say as well, it's on the nose, get yourself an accountant or a bookkeeper when you first start.
Right.
A lot of them don't do that. And that's what gets you in trouble. How many people didn't get a PPP, an EIDL loan, because they didn't have paperwork?
Right.
I always tell people, whenever I do a speaking occasion for small business, get yourself someone to do your books for you. Mm-hmm. Don't try and do it yourself, because it'll get you in a lot of trouble. Me, I've been audited 4 times, and every time I've passed, because I went out and got myself a bookkeeper from the day I started, because I hated counting the money. Yeah. I know people say I like that, but I was doing the register on my own. Mm-hmm. I hated it. So I got somebody to set up a system for me, and then I hired a person for the front desk, and they ran it, and it's been working out good. So it's always a struggle, you know, everything we do. But I'm saying to somebody out there, if they are looking at starting a business, going with a plan.
Definitely.
Expect, I don't like to say the word failure, but expect things to happen, because people say you fail. You don't fail. It's just a new way of learning what you mm-hmm. should do. So you're going to have these problems. You're going to get up. You're going to dust yourself off. You're going to keep going, because it's going to happen. Nothing's easy. It's not easy. And then you're going to have those sleepless nights because you're thinking about bills, or if you mm-hmm. got something exciting, think you want to do, you can't go to sleep because you're so excited.
Right.
You know, and right now that's my situation. I'm working on something that is keeping me up because I'm planning on growing again, mm-hmm. which is crazy. I shouldn't be doing that, but I would like just to live a comfortable life where I don't have to worry about business going up and down, where I don't have to worry about finance. That's what we all want, the American way. We create all these debts on our credit card, and we figure out how to pay it off afterwards.
Yeah.
And we use our business through that, you know? And you could use your business to do a lot of things, and that's what I've done.
So right now you have a printing company. You have the apparel company as mm-hmm. well. How are you adapting right now with so much AI, right, that's in so many things that people are using, their phones, right, digital cards? How are you adapting to this? Are you finding that it's impacting your business?
I can only say I've only come across this twice, where organization I used to print magazine for, mm-hmm. I turn around and say, you know what, we're doing digital this year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was it. Because
yeah.
it hadn't affected me before.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I realized, I was like, okay. But I think people will come back eventually, because we look, yeah, we go to these events, we look at our phone, but they're missing the marketing. Because I've been to events, they say scan a QR code, I flip through. I don't really see.
Lost.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm not sitting here reading it. But if I got a book, mm-hmm. I'll take it home and I look at it later. Oh, that I want to use that company. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know what I mean? So business cards, these digital stuff. I remember when they first came out here in Vegas, everyone's like, here, use this.
Yeah.
You even had these flashing things on there. I'm sure you remember those. But I was never afraid, because we like to have the hard product in our hand. Mm-hmm. And the only time I've seen it affect me was those 2 times. But we're still here. Mm-hmm. And I think people still need business cards, postcards, brochures. It hasn't got there yet. You know what I mean?
Maybe it won't, when it finally gets here, we won't be here to see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. The next generation will be good. You know, because they'll have it where you press a button, the whole book will come up in the sky, and you'll be able to turn like this.
Right.
Virtual
right.
reality. You know what I mean? So it's just the way it is. You know, like I told my daughter, I said, when you grow up, by the time you grow up, she's 7 years old. By the time you grow up, you won't even need to park your car.
Right.
It'll park. You don't need to mm-hmm. drive a car. You'll say, Daddy, you used to put your hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
Yes, I did.
How weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're such weirdos. How many employees do you have right now?
I have 6 employees.
Wow, see, that's good size.
Yeah, I got 6 employees and, you know, everyone. I also do have a training program with the Workforce Connection.
Yeah.
So they send me people through to train. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that now for over 5 years, and it works. What they do, they pay for the employees to come in, these students, I should mm-hmm. say, to come in. You work
learn
with them.
Skill.
Yeah, learn a skill. Mm-hmm. Some of them are hard. I mean, you know, before this other one here, I had an employee came in. She never turned up on Monday. I called them and asked them what happened. She said, it was too much work. Oh, my God, too much work. I'm like, all she did was T-shirts. You know, stand there and do T-shirt. But again, you're going to come across those, because mm-hmm. young people don't want to work that much. But they come to the shop, they get an opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, to work there. I am doing something else as well to help and put back into the community. You know, I said I wasn't going to bring it up yet because I still have to get certified, but I'm working on getting certified through the state, which I'm going to do that, submit my paperwork today.
Yay.
To get a school going. Nice. So that we could start training people in the community to have a skill, because Vegas is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be a sports town, and then you got printing company coming here, and the printers don't want to bring on people with no experience.
Right.
They don't want to waste money training them and mm-hmm. waste time, and then they leave after a period of time, like I've done. So yeah. What we'd like to do is train them now, give them the basic skills, and then give them to these printers and pay for their training for 6 weeks. They got 6 weeks to figure out whether they want to keep these people
mm-hmm.
and train them more, or they want to work with them. But it didn't cost the printers anything.
Yeah, our workforce is not very strong at all whatsoever. And mm-hmm. I encounter the same thing that you do. You know, I have people come in and apply. And, yeah, I want to do recruiting. I want to work for your agency. Okay, great. $25 an hour. Well, where's your recruiting experience?
Yeah.
Oh, I was an HR manager. HR managers aren't recruiters.
Right.
Or I worked, you know, at this company and I was recruiting 10 people. No, how about hundreds of people?
Right, 10
you know,
people.
Like, and moving quickly, yeah. really fast in all kinds of industries. So there is a big disconnect mm-hmm. with our workforce here. I'm really glad that you're taking the initiative to really train our people, our community here, so we don't lose that trade, because mm-hmm. so many trades have been already lost. I also take on students in the summertime as well, and we train them, you know, how to answer the phone system, how to do administrative work, how to, you know, how to basically pre-screen people and interview them. Mm-hmm. So we do the same thing, and I think that's very much needed in our community so we can help strengthen our workforce here.
Yeah, we got to invest in the young, I call mm-hmm. them young adults now.
Yes.
We got to invest in them because they are the future.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad that you got to hold our hands most of the time, but I don't mind in that investment
mm-hmm.
because I would like to leave a legacy of all these people go through my program mm-hmm. and then end up getting a job after going through the program, getting their own apartment, getting their family and so on and so on. And I go, I'm happy to be part of that.
Oh, yeah. It's you know? So rewarding. I know for me, that's one of the things that holds me in this industry as we pivot and go up and mm-hmm. go down. Been in the industry for the last 18 years, mm-hmm. owned my company for the last 10. And I, too, very familiar as an entrepreneur, starting my staffing company with $200 when mm-hmm. I needed $500,000.
Right.
And here I am 10 years later. Well, guess what? I've already invested $500,000 right. into the company. But it's taken me 10 years to be able to do that. And there is a lot of pivoting in right. the process. And there's not that many people like you and I, John, that are willing to really understand what their why is and what their mission is. That, yeah, you're willing to lose your house. You're willing to, you know, people don't even know your lights just got turned off. Your mm-hmm. water got turned off. They just see you with a smile walking around like,
that's
hey,
right,
I'm
right.
doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, because you really enjoy what you do.
Yeah. And you want people to see that
because mm-hmm.
you don't want to be going around a moping person because nobody wants to network with someone who's
right.
moping.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'd have to go around with a smile. And people saw me every time on Facebook, big smile on my face. But they didn't know I was going back to sleep in my shop.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that tomorrow I'm worried about where this money's coming from.
Right.
You know, so as a business owner, you're going to have those problems. Again, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
I used to say I'm like a farmer. I'm planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So I speak to a few people who go, I went to the trade show, you know, and I didn't get no business. And I'm like, okay, I'm put this out there for you entrepreneurs as well. You don't go to trade shows to make money on that day.
Right.
You go to trade shows to plant your brand in people's head. So you're a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You're planting seeds.
Yes.
So I used to go all these trade shows, and all I'm doing, here you go. Here's my card. Here you go. Big smile on my face. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people come back to me with my card because it's yellow, and I said, I found your card because it's so bright amongst all these other cards, and I need some printed out. I said, that card? Oh, my God. I had that when I was at the Tropicana convention. That was like over 8 years ago. But they still come to the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
They still came. She said, well, I didn't need no printing, but now I need printing. I'm like, oh, my God. So it's a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people say, oh, I didn't make no money, forget making money on the day.
Right.
Just get to know people and get people to know you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your brand. I know I'm horrible at this where people go, you know, do you know that person? I'm like, oh, I can't remember. But they'll go, hey, John, how you doing? You're the print guy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. They know more about me than I know about them. So it right. tells me I was doing something right.
Yes.
And they weren't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm just really bad at names, which I am, you know. But the thing is, you got to let people know, and you have something unique about you. I used to have my business cards die cut like a T-shirt, and people remember that. Mm-hmm. Or I used to have foil in Boston, and they'd be like, "Oh, this feels nice. Good, yeah." And it's you again. You're the guy with the nice cards. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the guy I want you to meet, and it goes on. It's networking. You got to network, but don't expect to get rich overnight.
You know, we have a sign in our office that it takes years to build a relationship and get a client.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes seconds to lose them.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have to really build that strong business relationship, especially in my field. I'm dealing with people,
mm-hmm.
right? We're placing people. We can never, ever predict what the person's going to say or do.
Right, right.
And so things are going to go wrong because we're dealing with people. And so my relationship with whoever I'm working with, that I'm partnering with, that I'm giving them, you know, team members to place on their property, I have to make sure that our relationship is strong.
Right.
Because we have to be able to overcome of whatever happens.
That's right.
And I mean, I can tell you stories.
Right.
I've been in this industry here in Vegas, like I said, for over 18 years, and I think I've seen it all. And then suddenly someone just surprised me. Yep. Like, I've never thought that was possible.
Right.
You know, you have these stories or these things that happen. So, yes, building relationships is very important. So, in closing, John, what would you like to share with the audience in closing? Anything to encourage them? And then also, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you brought a point there for closing is people need to know you, mm-hmm. and that's called branding. Okay. Yeah. Because people will say, John Pennington's credible. Go to this guy. He's an honest guy. He works hard. He'll get your job done for you. Mm-hmm. If my employee mess up, they call my cell and I go, I'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted you to know, John. You don't need to. I just wanted you to know because I know your reputation.
Yes.
You know, and I see people put reviews out there and say, the great thing about this company, it's not about the money. It's about the service because mm-hmm. someone go, hey, this doesn't look right, even though it's their fault. I go, you know what? It's okay. I'll take care of it because I'd rather lose a little bit of profit right now mm-hmm. than lose a customer. And that's what you got to think about. Think about when you're going to fix something. Do I want to lose a customer forever and then he goes on Yelp or her go on Yelp and start doing a review and lose more customers? Or do I want to lose this job here and say to the customer, I'll take care of it? And that's what I've had to do. Mm-hmm. And I've eaten lots of them, yeah. even up to $1,200, $1,500. But you know what? I look at it as a learning phase for me because I didn't go to mm-hmm. school for this. So every investment that I've lost is a learning phase. So you're going to make mistakes, but it's how you fix it. You've got to decide how you fix it. And if you're a business owner as well, and you've got an idea, you could be in the same position I'm in. Just remember that. I'm no different from anybody else. I never done print in my life. I didn't know how to print a machine, how to cut, no nothing. I just had a drive. Mm-hmm. I had a vision. And I went for it, and you can do it too. Some of it's hard for you because you have a job and you got a family. Yeah, you got to make your decision how you're going to do that. But you could start small and grow from there. Start building your brand. It might take a year or so, but start building your brand, start building an income. And once you get that income, take a chance. It's hard as well when you're in a relationship because your partners mm-hmm. don't see the same thing you see.
Right.
They just see that you're not bringing money or you're starting another business. That's what my mom said to me. What are you doing now?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. That's not good. But she's seen me from when I was young trying to start all these things. But it's a learning phase. When you go into the Olympics, you're going to train and train and train to get to that gold medal. I was training. I've got to the gold medal now. So everything you do is part of the training. So don't look at it as failure. Look at it as a new way of getting around your problems. But don't give up. Everything takes time. As long as you're doing something every day to help you grow, you will make it because it'll add up in the end. It's just a half-filled glass. You keep adding water, it'll eventually overflow. So don't give up. Keep going because I never did. And believe me, I have a lot more stories of what's happened throughout my life to put me in this position right now, which takes a long time. But you could always Google me, John Pennington, because it's out there. And the thing about our company is we do same day, next day printing. So if you need business card flyers, brochures, posters, phone board, banners, any of that stuff, and also T-shirts and hats, we could get it done for you. So stop by our shop at 4800 South Maryland Parkway, Unit C. We're right behind the Starbucks across from UNLV, and we'll take care of you. I mean, I might not always be there, but if I'm there and you want to chit-chat, talk to me about your business, come and buy, because I do that all the time. Okay, so stop in, or you can go to our website, aaprintinglasvegas.com. That's aaprintinglasvegas.com, or call the shop, 702-527-7474. 702-527-7474. My name is John Pennington, and it's been an honor sitting here and talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Spill my gut. I'm sure there's people ears dropping out there, but, you know, I enjoyed it anyway.
No, thank you, John. Thank you for being so truthful, honest, and upfront of the challenges that we go through as entrepreneurs, that people really sometimes don't understand even the story. They can't even imagine it because they see us walking around town with a smile on our face and just saying hi to everyone. So they think everything is just fine and dandy when inside we know as business owners it's a struggle. It is, you know, the good thing is that our why is so strong that that's what continues fueling us to keep going.
Yes.
No, but I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until the next time, God bless.